This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, it's great to have leaders like this in big games. Ladies and gentlemen, our all-time favorite Eagle, Jason Kelce, is on a line right now. Hi, Jason.
Angel, how we doing?
We're nervous, Jason. Are you nervous?
You're nervous? What are you nervous about?
I want you to win. it's not hard.
So do I.
All right. Well, here's the thing. Here's what I'm being told, Jason. I'm not so sure. So the coach, a lot of the players are going, Les, it is a big game, but same process, same feeling, same approach. But it's not really the same, is it?
No, it's not going to be the same.
All right, tell us how it's different.
It's the same. Yeah, so obviously the emotions are going to be higher. The circumstances are different. The energy is going to be higher. The atmosphere and the length is going to be different. And you saw that in the playoff games this week. You saw it. In the teams that won, and you saw it in the at the stadiums. You know, the playoffs are different, atmosphere-wise. But the teams that can really struggle are the guys that don't. That you don't want these circumstances to all of a sudden make you uncharacteristic or make mistakes that don't normally happen. The bottom line is, we win games when we don't turn the ball over. You know, we win games when we don't make mistakes. We have a great roster. We have great players, great coaches. And if we take care of all that stuff, you know, we can beat anybody. We probably will beat anybody. So I think in our minds, you know, doing your job, staying in the moment, having energy and aggression and all that's going to happen naturally with the circumstances as they are. But you don't want those circumstances to then all of a sudden make you do something that you wouldn't normally do, which then would obviously not be good. So, you know, I think that we're preaching the right thing. And this is kind of how we've done it before, and it's worked. So, yeah.
All right, well, let me just ask you, as a leader, you've seen pretty much everything. You've won a Super Bowl. Do you take a different leadership role on in the week of the playoffs? Do you talk to your teammates? What is different about the way you approach it, knowing that the season's on the line?
You know, I kind of share what I just shared with you, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And then, you know, as with anything, you just overstate communication. You try to make everyone comfortable for guys that haven't been there before. But I don't know, man. I really don't think you should go try and be somebody that you're not or you haven't been. Now isn't the time to experiment and try and be something else. You know, I think that's probably a very risky maneuver. You can go two ways. You can either keep doing what you're doing, which has worked really well with the number one team in the NFC, or you can try and all of a sudden switch up your entire approach, which might, I mean, granted, it could go better, but it could always go the opposite way. So I'm going to keep doing what I know has worked.
That makes sense to all of us. Now, here's what I want. In the game itself, Jason, when the ball is snapped, does it feel different? Is the tempo different? In a playoff game, what is it like in the game itself?
Well, you know, you're playing good teams. You know, you're going to play the best teams in the world in the playoffs, especially if you get a first round bye, you're into the second round. Now you're looking at the best eight teams pretty much in the NFL are all left. So, you know, I think that itself, you know, it's going to be a tough game, no matter who you're playing. And then obviously the circumstance is a little bit different. You know, there's a little bit more rest that's happened, right? You know, a lot of these teams rested in week 18 or whatever, their 17th game, last game of the year, a lot of these teams took off, like the Giants. So, you know, we had a bye week. The Chiefs had a bye week. So a lot of these teams' legs are fresher right now than they've been towards the end of the season. And everybody knows, you know, it's one and done at this point. So, you know, you're getting the energy. Everything happens a little bit quicker. The hits happen a little bit faster. But, you know, you don't focus on that, but that's just kind of the reality of it. You know, people are more aggressive. You know, that is one thing I did see. If you look at all the games last week, it seems like the teams that were more aggressive and took chances and played to win the game were the majority of the teams that came out on top.
Great. All right, Jason, you're going to be facing maybe the biggest matchup is you and the guards, you and Sayamalu and Dickinson, against Dexter Lawrence, all right? You did not face him this year. He did not play in either of the two games you guys play. What's he like, though? You faced him before. How good is he? He's 10 years younger than you.
Well, Dexter did play the first game.
He did?
Leonard Williams. Leonard Williams hasn't played in either of them, which
all right.
He's a great player who probably doesn't get enough attention. But
right.
Dexter's a great player. He's the best nose guard in the NFL this year, in my opinion. He's a very large man. He's a very strong person. He's athletic. He's a smart. Pretty much everything you don't want an opponent, this guy has. So, you know, he's going to be a fun matchup. You know, like I said earlier, you know, you're not going to play bad players or bad teams at this point in the year. It's just not going to happen. And, you know, Dexter's the best nose guard in the NFL. Leonard Williams is a great D tackle. You know, and we have a really good offensive line, so it's going to be a fun matchup. And, you know, I think in some ways, you know, I feel like if we do our job, we're in a good spot offensively. And that's a comfortable feeling, in my opinion, for our guys.
All right, I need a little more on this dynamic between you and Lawrence, because last week he was mic'd, and apparently he's a talker. Jason, here's a little sample of what he was saying during the Vikings game.
5-6, you gonna take me out? You gonna take me out? You give me more hugs than my girlfriend give me. Come on, man. I know it's hard. You signed up for this.
Hey, Jason, do you, when he's doing that or when somebody on the line is doing that, do you return fire? Do you say stuff back?
I mean, it kind of depends on what I think is right in the moment. You know, I don't do too much talking. Every once in a while, we'll get into talking. I feel like if I feel like the talking helps, I do more talking.
Okay.
And I feel like the talking's not going to help, I'm just going to go do my job. But, yeah, Dexter's a funny guy. He said some funny things against us throughout the years as well. That certainly seems to be his approach.
All right. I am not an offensive coordinator, right, Jason? But here's what I do know. Your team is in the top five in your run game, and the Giants are in the bottom five in their run defense. So I would like you to run. Is that logical to you?
It would seem very logical. I think there's a lot that goes into that. Wink Martindale is an incredible defensive coordinator. He's been a great D coordinator for a long time in this league. So he's going to have some things dialed up. And you got to do what's right on the day that you're playing the game. You know, they could be dialing up things and making it very difficult to run the football. And if that's the case, I want to throw the football because it's probably wide open. I think you really have to try and approach all that stuff with how the feeling is on the field. You know, what are the different wrinkles and things that they're doing to try and slow down our attack? And where are they weak at? And how can we attack that? So, you know, we can run the football, obviously. We can also throw the football. You know, we can do a lot of things. Our offense is very multiple. And I want to do with whatever is in the best position to put our team in an opportunity to win the football game is what I want to do.
Sounds like a good plan. What would it mean to you personally to have a long playoff run right now this year?
It would be awesome. I mean, you know, you want a long playoff run every year. So obviously, you know, my opportunities are becoming limited. So you know, as with anything, you know, when you're getting towards the end of something, you realize that you know you're not going to get many more shots at it. So I think that makes it a little bit you know, the sense of urgency is a little bit higher. But you know, try and go out there and play the game, and all that other stuff will sort itself out.
Last question, Jason. If you were to win another one, would it have any bearing on your decision about whether to continue?
Probably not. You know, all the people I talk to, people that have given me advice, is, you know, you'll know when your time's done, and I don't know if that's going to be a determining factor. But I don't know. I'm just kind of, you know, taking it, you know, one year at a time, one day at a time. This season, you know, I really don't try and look long-term in regards to that, because I don't know when that's going to come or how that's going to happen. You know, just try and stay in the moment, enjoy it, have fun with my teammates, be the best player I can for them. And, you know, another Super Bowl would be great, regardless of whether how many years I got left.
Well, I'm just we want you to play past Brady's age, if you could, please, Jason. That would be really a fact. So that would be about a 10 or 11 more seasons, right, if you could. But, you know, plan each year as it comes. Jason, nothing but success Saturday night. And thank you for so many great answers to so many questions this season. You've been spectacular.
Hey Jason, can you answer this question? Are you either at a Waffle House and or a diner right now?
No.
Because he and his brother argued about diners versus Waffle House on their spectacular, yeah. What is it, the New Heights podcast?
New Heights podcast, yes, sir.
Yesterday, it is the best thing on podcasts. It is, he and Travis are spectacular on it, and yesterday, I think they had a poll. Is the Waffle House a diner? Was that it?
Oh, that was the one?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
that's the poll, yeah.
That's another thing you're good at, Jason. Podcasts. You and Travis. Good. Nothing but luck, man. Thank you so much. Thanks, Jason.
All right. Thanks a lot, Angelo. Thanks, Marcus. See you guys.
The great.